那我们以祷告来开始。
God, I thank you for this day to worship you.
亲爱的主，我们为今天能来敬拜你，感谢你。
You will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
Give us hearts that minds that understand and hearts that say yes to you.
求你给我们一个能够理解的头脑，给我们一颗愿意对你说是的心。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. All right, we've been looking at a word, shalim.
我们上个星期就开始看这个希伯来文叫 shalim.
Undivided.
就是一个不分裂的，不三心二意的意思。
And I told you last time in older Bibles, they translate it perfect.
在那个圣经以前的那个旧的翻译中，都把它翻译成完全完美的这个词。
But it doesn't mean perfect as in I hit a certain standard of performance.
它这个完全或者这个完美不是说哦我的一个表现到了一个标杆到了一个尺度。
It's perfect as in undivided, unbroken.
它的这个完全就是说它是一个不分裂的没有说三心二意的四分五裂的这个意思。
So we saw last time in Kings or Chronicles, I'm sorry.
所以上次我们就看到在这个历代志里边
talks about the army coming together with a perfect heart to make David king.
他们里边就讲到说以色列的这个军队呢就全心全意的他们那个就是用了一个以一个完全完美的心要拥立大卫为王。
It means after 2 years of civil war where the army was divided,
它就是意味着在他们两年内战之后本来这个军队是有内战嘛所以彼此为敌
They unite and say, we will join together under David.
现在他们就联合起来说哦我们要一起来支持大卫为王
We saw that Joshua builds an altar with uncut, perfect, undivided stones.
我们也看到就是在约书亚记里边说约书亚用这个没有用铁器凿过的这样的石头来筑坛它里边那个没有用石头凿过的完整的这个完整就是这个 shalim 这个词
and then last week we ended by looking at Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple
上次课结束的时候呢我们就讲的是所罗门在献殿时候的祷告
let your heart be perfect undivided before God
他说让你的心在神面前是诚诚实实的是完全的不分裂的。
This morning I want to start by looking at some kings that show us what this means.
所以今天呢，我们来看这个以色列历史上的这些列王，看他们的心是怎么样的。
And I want to start in 1 Kings 11.
我们首先来看列王记上第十一章。
Because it gives us this wonderful contrast.
因为这给了我们一个很鲜明的对比。
1 Kings 11 verse 4.
十一章第四节
When Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods.
他说，所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神。
And his heart was not perfect towards the Lord his God.
不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
As was the heart of David his father.
不像他爸爸的心。
So he gives us this contrast.
所以在这里呢，就给了我们一个对比。
Solomon,
一个是所罗门
was not perfect.
就是所罗门是不完全、不完美的、不完整的。
David was perfect.
大卫是完全的，就是这个 Salim 是完整的、完美的。
Now, what's the worst thing you know about Solomon?
那所罗门他最大的罪是什么呢？你听到他最大的过失。犯的罪是什么呢
Going after other gods, but it says here when he was old. I wonder how old that is.
We don't know.
大卫就说，就是他年老的时候去随从别神，但是我们也不知道这个年老大概是多大年纪。
Probably. Okay. So he goes, turns to other gods.
所以所罗门他的罪就是去拜别的神。
Okay.What's the worst thing you know about David?
那大卫那个大家都知道他犯的罪是什么呢？就是拔四拔，然后那个谋杀。
Okay.
commit
killing.
Yeah.
奸淫谋杀。
Takes Bathsheba.
一个就是把别人的妻子占为己有。
And a premeditated.
而且是一个预谋的。
David puts a contract killing.
然后呢，大卫就是真的是预谋。
From our perspective, which is worse?
这样子来对比的话，到底是谁的罪更大呢？
Who's worse here, David or Solomon?
大卫或者所罗门，谁的罪更大呢？大卫好像看起来更糟糕。
You go to jail for what David did, right? You don't for what Solomon did.
如果你像所罗门这样，他做了，你不会去被到监狱。
No, not so.
Like some of these kings.
Right, yeah, no.
但是在所罗门之后有列王，就是让自己的孩子金火献给，但是不是所罗门。
Our perspective.
从我们的眼光来看。
And for how we usually use the word perfect, we would say probably Solomon was further away than David.
然后从我们的眼光来看，那大卫比所罗门犯的这个罪行要糟多了，糟糕多了。
And I use that example because I want you to see how.This word perfect is used in God's perspective.
所以呢，我之所以把他们两个放在一起，是要大家来看从神的眼光，这个完全完美的这个词是怎么用的。
Neither of these men lived a flawless life.
他们两个都没有过一个无可指摘的生活。
But God looks at them and says.
但是大卫看着他们这个父子两个就说。
Solomon's heart was divided.
说所罗门的心是三心二意，是分开的。
Now, this dividedness is important in what you understand about Solomon.
所以呢，这种三心二意，这种分裂的心意，对我们了解所罗门是很重要的。
He marries wives from other nations who worship different gods.
他有很多妻子呢，是从别的周围的邻邦来的，也拜不同的神。
He builds some temples to honor those gods.
他也给他的这些妻呢，就是去建庙宇，让他们可以去敬拜他们的神。
And soon he is going and worshiping those gods.
那没多久，他就跟着他们也去拜他们的假神。
From scripture,
从经文里来看，
does it appear that he ever abandoned worshiping Yahweh?
那所罗门好像他有没有说他不去敬拜亚威真神呢？
No.
没有。
He kept going to the temple and worshiping Jehovah.
他继续的去圣殿里去敬拜耶和华神。
So his heart is divided.
所以就看到说他的心呢是分开的，是分裂的。
He's pulled to Yahweh.
他一方面呢是被吸引要去敬拜耶和华神。
And he's pulled to other gods.
他另外呢也被吸引，也被拉扯去拜别的神。
And so the writer of Kings says his heart was not perfect.
所以呢
，undivided.
所以这个列王记的作者就说他的心呢是不完全的、不完美的，也不就是那个有翻译就是不诚诚实实的。
Then he says David's heart was perfect.
但是接着就说大卫的心是专一的，是一个完全的心。
Not divided.
是因为大卫的心不是一个分开的心意。
Psalm 51, excuse me, Psalm 51.
在诗篇五十一篇里边
，David has committed this terrible sin.
那大卫犯了这个非常严重、非常可怕的罪。
The sin with Bathsheba.
就是跟
The murder.
然后谋杀。
Of her husband.
谋杀那个他的先生乌利亚。
The prophet comes and confronts him.
然后先知就来见他，就面对他。
And Psalm 51 is his prayer of repentance.
然后诗篇五十一篇就是大卫的悔罪诗。
Now again, has his performance been perfect?
那他的表现是不是完全呢？
Nowhere close.
一点都不是。
But listen to his prayer.
但是请你来听他的祷告。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Verse 4, against you, you only have I sinned.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
And done what is evil in your sight.
在你眼前行了这恶。
Now, when I read that, I think, wait a minute, what do you mean, against you only have I sinned?
他 他
Uriah might say, you also kind of sinned against me.
然后他在那说，我向你犯罪，得罪了你。我说这是什么意思呢？乌利亚说你也得罪我了。
But David's prayer of repentance.
但是大卫的悔罪诗
is addressed solely what he sees is look at the offense that I did against God.
他是完全说我所做犯的这些罪是对神的冒犯，是对是得罪了神。
He goes on, he confesses what he has done.
然后他就后边继续的忏悔，承认他所做的。
And then he says something fascinating.
然后他又说了一些很棒的事情。
Verse 16.
在十六节。
You will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it.
他说你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上。
You will not be pleased with a burnt offering.
燔祭你也不喜悦。
Why does David say, I can't bring an offering?
大卫为什么不为什么说我不可能带来一种祭物？
We are under the Old Testament system, right?
你知道这时候他们还在旧约的系统
里面。And what do you do when you commit a sin against, you break God's law, what do you do?
当你违背神的律法，你做错事的时候，你做什么呢？
You bring an offering to the temple.
你就带着那个祭物到圣殿里。
Why does David say?
大卫为什么说？
I would bring an offering, but it won't do any good.
我可以带来祭物，但是什么益处也没有。你因为你不会接受。
God wants obedience.
因为神要的是顺服，有人说。
It's a bigger friend, not a perfect.
Why not?
Because his heart is not a perfect.
他说他带来的这个祭物也不是完全的，因为他的心不完全。他有这另外一个回答。
It seems to me.
对我来看
，David prays this prayer. He is not saying the sacrifices don't work.
大卫他之所以这样祷告，不是说这个献祭系统这个没用。
He is saying something much different. That is this.
他说的是一个不同的事情。
In Leviticus.
在利未记上。
If you break God's law unintentionally.
如果你是就是不是故意的，不小心犯了神的律例。
And you find out you broke it.
然后之后你发现，哇，我犯了违背了神的律例。
You bring a sacrifice.
那时候呢，你就带一个祭物到神面前。
If in a moment of passion you break God's law, you bring a sacrifice.
如果在你情绪很激动的时候，你违背了神的律法，那时候你带个祭物。
But in the book of Numbers,
但是在民数记上
refers to a sin of a high hand.
它有一个叫做故意犯的罪，叫就是那个好像你的高手，就是意思你是故意犯的。
A sin of a raised fist.
就是你对神举的拳头。
That says I know this is wrong.
然后对神说我知道这个是错的。
But I will do it anyway.
但是不管怎么样，我还是要去做。
And Numbers says there is no sacrifice for that.
民数记上说的很清楚，对这种罪。
Because you have said, God, I know you said this is wrong.
因为你说神，我知道你说这个是错的。
But you are not going to tell me what to do.
但是你别告诉我该怎么做。
The number says,
那个民数记上
都说 sacrifice, don't bring it.
民数记说，如果你是这样犯罪，你就不要来献祭物。
I was principal at a school and had a teacher who gave me some trouble.
我在学校是校长，然后有个老师就总是找麻烦。
And the reason I had trouble with this teacher was he had this philosophy. He told me.
然后呢，我跟这个老师之间总是这个很有冲突矛盾。
I always figure it's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
因为这个老师呢，他有一个观念，他就跟我说。
So he just go do what he wanted to, and then come and tell me I'm sorry.
他告诉我说，就是说。是先去问，他说更容易的就是让你原谅我，而不是说先去问你，然后得到你的许可。所以呢，他有什么想法，他就先去做，然后再回头来说，哦，对不起，能原谅我吗
？Number one, if you're going to do that, be smart enough not to tell your boss.
然后我就想说，如果你想去做，那你就聪明点嘛，不要让我告诉你的老板。
But Numbers said.
但是民数记说
，A sin of a raised fist.
一个就是这种叫。对神举着拳头说不要这种罪。你要是这样犯罪的话，你就不要跟神献祭。
So when David prays,
所以像大卫祷告的时候，
he is not saying the sacrificial system doesn't work.
他不是说这个献祭系统没用。
He is saying,
他说的是，
I know what I did.
我知道我做了什么。
You might, I can't agree completely, but you might argue that, well, the sin with Bathsheba was the sin of a moment, and it did not come under that numbers.
也许你不同意我的想法，你会说啊，他跟拔斯巴犯的罪就是那种一会儿头脑冲动。是热血激动犯的罪，所以他不属于那个说民数记所说的那种故意犯罪。
But the premeditated plan，
但是他这个预先计划好的这个计划就是
to murder Uriah to cover up the sin，
去杀害乌利亚来掩饰他的罪。
That fits very much under what Numbers says。
他所犯的这个罪可是就是这个民数记所说的那种故意犯罪。
And so David says，
所以大卫就说
，You won't delight in sacrifice，
你本不喜爱祭物
，You won't be satisfied with a burnt offering，
所以燔祭你也不喜悦。
But then I want you to see the next phrase，
然后但是我想让你看下一句
，Because King says he has a heart that is perfect， that is not，
因为在列王记上十一章上说大卫有一颗诚实的心，一个完全的心。
He has sinned，
大卫已经犯罪了。
Committed a terrible wrong，
他犯了这个可怕的罪。
But when he is confronted with it，
但是当他的被人面对他的罪的时候，
his heart is undivided，
他的心是一个诚心，是一个专心，不是一个分裂的心意。
He weeps that he has hurt, he has sinned against God.
他因为他犯罪得罪神，就是让神伤心，他就痛哭。
And he knows God well.
他很了解神。
And so listen to the next thing he says. He says, I know what the law says. There's no sacrifices.
大卫说，我知道律法规定了，对我的这种罪没有祭物可以献上。然后他接着说
，The sacrifices of God.
他神所要的祭。
Are a broken spirit，
就是忧伤的灵。
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise。
神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
God，
和神啊
，I know the law，
我知道律法。
And I know that there's no sacrifice to cover what I did。
我知道没有任何祭物能够来遮掩我所犯的这些罪。
But God, I also know you。
但是神啊，我也认识你。
And I know that you will not reject a repentant heart.
我知道你不会拒绝一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
That's why it seems to me Kings makes this contrast.
这就是为什么在列王记上那个作者就把这些把大卫王跟所罗门王做了个对比。
Outwardly, Solomon's sin doesn't seem as bad.
这外表上看呢，所罗门的罪没有那么糟糕。
But it comes from a heart that is pulled, divided between his worship of Yahweh and his worship of others.
但是他的这些行为来自于他那个三心二意的心，一方面想敬拜这那个耶和华神，一方面又要去拜偶像。
David's heart is undivided.
但是大卫的心呢是没有分裂，是一个专一的心。
And when he is confronted with his sin.
当他的罪被揭开，当他要面对他的罪的时候，
he doesn't defend it，
他也没有说啊，就给自己找借口，
he doesn't try to come up with an excuse，
或者说找个借口，或者是遮掩他的罪。
There is repentance，
那个就有这个悔改。
Let me give you one more example of this use。
我再给大家另外一个怎么用这个 salim 这个词的一个对比。
We're looking at the word perfect。
我们现在看的是这个完全完美的这个词。
And how this word is used in the Old Testament.
然后这个词是在旧约里如何被应用的
？To mean a heart, something that is not divided.
对我来讲，一个不是三心二意的心，不分裂的心就是。
It doesn't mean reaching up to a certain standard of performance.
就是这个完全完美，不意味着说哦，我的表现到了这个一个程度，到了这样一个标准。
It doesn't mean never making a mistake.
也不意味着说从来不犯错。
But it means a heart that has one goal.
它就意味着这个心呢，只有一个目标，一个心意。
One more example.
再一个例子。
Asa is a ruler in 910 BC.
然后亚萨王是公元前910年的犹大的王。
He is committed to Yahweh.
他去对神是很忠心也很委身。
He destroys the altars to false gods.
他定义跟随耶和华，然后也除去就是假神的坛。
An army attacks Judah.
然后这时候有一个大军呢，就来攻击犹大。
And Asa begins to pray.
然后这时候亚撒王呢，他就开始祷告。
And this is his prayer in 2 Chronicles 14.
在历代志下14章，这就是他的祷告。
O Lord, there is none like you to help.
他说耶和华呀，唯有你能帮助软弱的。
Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rely on you.
耶和华我们的神啊，求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你。
In your name we have come against this multitude.
奉你的名来攻击这大军。
O Lord, you are our God.
耶和华，你是我们的神。
Let not man prevail against you.
不要容人胜过你。
He's facing a huge army.
他面对一个来攻击他的一个很大的军队。
It seems there is no hope.
看起来是很绝望的境地。
And he says, God, our only hope is you.
然后他说神啊，我们唯一的盼望就在于你。
We are fighting in your name.
我们是奉你的名来打这场仗的。
Verse 12 says,
那十二节就说了。
So the Lord defeated the Ethiopians.
于是耶和华使古实人败在亚撒和犹大人面前。
God gives him a great victory.
神就给了他一个那个空前的胜利。
We move 20 years.
然后我们再往前走20年。
Chapter 16.
到了16章。
Chronicles.
就是历代志下第16章。
Another battle.
又有一场那个战争。
And to understand what I'm going to tell you, I need to draw a map.
因为要让大家明白我讲的，我要先画个地图。
That is Israel.
我画的不好啊，这个圆圈代表以色列。
You've been there. It looks like this, right?
对不对？那个圈是像以色列一样。
Yeah, give me some support back there, okay?
起码有人支同意我画的这个就是以色列。
In the south is Judah.
我们知道以色列的南部是犹大。
In the north is the northern kingdom of Israel.
就是那个北方的以色列国，那个十个支派。再往北。
Over here is Syria.
再往北就是那个亚兰。
You pull up Google Maps, you'll see it looks just like this. Trust me.
如果你去打开你的那个谷歌地图，肯定就是这样的。
The Northern Kingdom.
它当然叙利亚，这圣经上就是亚兰。然后这个
is threatening Judah.
然后这个北方的这个以色列呢，就威胁犹大。
Asa is still king.
然后以色列犹大还是王。
But now instead of being attacked from the south, he's Israel is his enemy.
他以上一次呢，二十年前呢，是从南方有军队来攻击犹大，这一次是他的邻居北方的以色列国来攻击犹大。
And he's looking for a solution.
所以他就在找这个解决之道。
And he makes a very shrewd military decision.
他做了一个很精明的军事上的决定。
He's in the south.
他现在在南方嘛。
Syria's in the north.
然后亚兰在以色列国的北方。
If these two sign a military alliance,
如果他们两方能形成军事同盟的话，
what happens?To Israel's army.
那对这个以色列王，就是北国的以色列会怎么样呢？
They're divided. They have to fight on two fronts.
那他们等于说就是要两面受敌，就要在两线作战了。
You understand?
你了解吗？
Now they're facing the south, but they also have enemies in the north.
现在这个威胁犹大的这个以色列呢，他就有两个敌人，一方面他就在南边要跟要跟犹大打，另外一方面他还要面对北边的这个亚兰。
It's a great decision.
所以这个犹大王做的这个决定是军事上来讲很棒的。
From our standpoint.
从我们的角度来看。
But God isn't happy with the decision.
但是神对这个决定可是不高兴。
Because who does Syria worship?
因为这个亚兰他这个国家他们敬拜的是谁呢？
Other gods.
他们敬拜的是别的假神。
And God does not want His people.
神不想要他的百姓。
Signing alliances.
跟一个。
With people who worship other gods.
跟一个敬拜别的神的、别的假神的民族签一个军事同盟。
And so the prophet comes to Asa.
所以呢，先见呢就来看亚撒，见亚撒。
And he says this.
对他说。
Remember, it's 20 years since he had this great victory.
记不记得二十年之前你有这个很巨大的胜利？
Now he says,
现在
since you relied on the king of Syria and did not rely on the Lord your God,
因你仰赖亚兰王，没有仰赖耶和华你的神。
The army of the king of Syria has escaped you.
所以亚兰王的军兵脱离了你的手。
He reminds him of that earlier battle.
然后接着他就提醒他以前的那个胜利。
And he says, because you relied on the Lord, he gave them into your hand.
他只因你当时仰赖耶和华，他便将他们交在你手里。
And he explains why.
他为什么是这样呢？
The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to give strong support to those whose heart is perfect before him.
他说耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。这个心存诚实就是翻成完全、完美。
This word again.
这里我们又看到这个 Shalim 这个词。
He's looking for people whose heart is not divided.
因为神在寻找这个没有一就是那个心思专一的，而不是分裂的这样的人。然后他说
，You have done foolishly in this.
你这是行的愚昧。
From now on, you will have wars.
以后你必有征战的事。
Again, did Asa abandon Yahweh?
那个亚撒王有没有说就是背弃神呢？
No.
没有。
Did he begin worshiping the gods of Syria?
他有没有开始敬拜亚兰这个民族的这个假神呢？
But、
也没有。
He no longer puts his faith completely in Yahweh.
但是现在他却不是全心的把他的信心放在耶和华神身上。
And the prophet says God is looking for those whose heart is united, is perfect, is undivided in their trust in Yahweh.
就是。先见就告诉他说，神所寻找的就是这个有不分裂的心，有一个诚实的心，有一个完全的心对着神的这样的一个人。
So when you read these verses to be perfect,
所以当你读到这个完全完美的这个 perfect 这个词的时候，
God is not calling us to a perfect.
神不是呼召我们要达到一个完美的表现。
Fortunately,
感谢神，不是这样的。
But he is calling us to an undivided heart.
但是神却要让我们有一个完，就是一个不分裂的心，一个全心专心。
A heart that says,
一颗心这样的说。
My number one goal.
我人生中首要的目标。第一个目标
is to please God.
就是要讨神的喜悦。
And so when he says, I don't want you to do this,
所以当神说我不想你这样做的时候，
our response becomes,
我们的回应应该是，
then I won't do it.
那我就不去做。
Because I want to please him.
因为我想要讨他喜悦。
We'll look at this later when we look in Psalms at what it means to love God.
然后之后我们也会在诗篇里看爱神意味着什么？
When you love someone,
当你爱某一个人的时候，
you do things that you might not naturally choose,
你可能去做一些照你自己你不会去选择的。
But you do it because you love them and you want to please them.
但是你之所以去做，因为你爱对方，你想讨他们的欢，也想让他们高兴。
And so you choose the food they like.
所以你就去选择他们喜欢吃的食物。
Because you want to do something that makes them happy.
因为你想做一些事情让对方高兴喜悦。
And it seems to me that when these historical books look at these kings who are either perfect or not perfect,
所以当历史书卷就在记载这些王，或者说是完全，或者是不完全的时候，
the test is,
他的那个试金石就是，
how much did it matter to them about pleasing me?
他的检测标准就是说，对这些王来讲，来讨我，讨耶和华神，
in their list of priorities,
耶和华神他有多。对讨耶和华神欢心对他来讲有多重要。
Now, when it comes to our lives,
所以到我们自己的个人生活中。
I said to you, I think last week,
我可能是上个星期对你们讲的。
It's a whole lot easier to judge outwardly than the heart.
就是你从外表上来判断一个人远远容易于就是说你判断一个人的内心。
It's a whole lot easier to meet a set of rules.
就是我去遵守一系列的规则。
Than to have a different heart.
而跟你说，我有一个真正的诚心实意这样
的一个内心。I may not like the rule, but I can keep it.
是容易的多的。我可能不喜欢这些规则，但是我可以遵守。
I have to do this, so I'll do it.
所以你要做这个，那我就去做。
But to have a heart that chooses, who that wants.
但是有一颗我想要去做的这样一颗心。
The God goes much deeper.
但是我想要去说有一个就是我做这个是因为想讨神的喜悦的这个心，这个就更深更深
了。And that's why we saw last week in Matthew 5.
所以这就是上周我们看到的在马太福音第五章。
Jesus said, you've heard this rule.
耶稣说你们听到过这些律法上说。
But I say to you.
但是我对你们说。
And every one of those.
耶稣讲的六条。
Goes much deeper.Then the rule.
就是耶稣总是说你们听见有话说耶稣讲的这六就是举的六个例子都比这些律例要深很多。
Thou shalt not kill is fairly easy to obey.
就说不可杀人这个很容易遵守。
But,
但是
reconcile with your brother who has wronged you.
跟你就是亏负你的弟兄和好。这个可
是 a lot harder.
那个可是更难。
But Jesus knows that if you keep that, if you solve the heart issue,
但是如耶稣说，如果你看到这个心理的问题
，killing then is out of the question.
就是如果你解决了这个心理的问题，那
every one of those
people 不会去杀人。
At the heart.
所以耶稣每个例子里面都直指这个人的心。
Another way of putting this same idea.
这样。这个观念放在另外一个角度来去看就是
another term that I want to look at.
我另外一个想给大家的词语就是
again we're still in the Old Testament.
我们现在还在旧约里
and a word that is used over and over separated.
他不断的用到了一个词就是一个分离
when you read the word holy
或者就是说分离或者分别出来当你读到圣洁这个词的时候
it comes from a Hebrew group of words that has the idea of to be set apart to be separated
这个希伯来文的这个圣洁它其实从一组词里面出来它这一组词的意思都有就是说把它分别出来分别出来放在一边。
Let me give you some examples.
我给大家一些例子。
The first time the word holy is used in the Bible.
圣洁这个词第一次在圣经里出现。
It doesn't refer to a person, it refers to a day.
它不是指人，这个圣洁不是来描述人的，而是来描述日子的。
God blessed the seventh day. This is Genesis 2.
这是在创世纪第二章，神赐福给第七日。
God blessed the seventh day.
神赐福给第七日。
And made it holy.
定为圣日，就是让这个日子成为圣日。
First time we get this word, holy, kadesh, holy.
所以我们第一次看到圣洁这个词。
And it means he sets it apart.
那意味着就把这一天呢给分别出来，放在一边。
Day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
你从第一天、第二天一直到第六天。
And then he says,This day,
然后说第七天
is different than the other days.
这第七天跟前面跟别的六天都不同。
I'm setting it apart to belong to me.
我把它分别出来归我。
Isaiah,
在以赛亚书
the prophet is going to say this day, the seventh day.
以赛亚书这第七天
was not for your pleasure, your ways.
不是为了你的这个宴乐，不是为了你的方式。
It belongs to God.
这第七日属于神。
It's set apart by Him.
是被他分别出来。
This day is mine.
这一天是属于我。
When we come to Exodus.
然后我们到出埃及记。
God says something wonderful to Moses.
然后神对摩西说了一些很棒的话。
He says, say to the people of Israel.
他说你对以色列人说。
Keep my Sabbath, my day that's set apart.
你们要遵守我的安息日，就是我分别出来的那个日子。
For it is a sign between me and you.
因为这是你和我中间的记号。
That you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify, set apart you.
因为这样的，你们就知道我耶和华神是把你们分别出来，使你们成圣的。
God uses this day as sort of the object lesson.
神好像用那个安息日、圣日做一个实物教学一样。
He says to them,
他对他们说,
You may not really understand what I mean when I say I want you to be a holy people.
当我对你们说我要你们成为圣洁的子民的时候，你们可能不能明白这是什么意思。
So let me give you an example, guys.
所以那神说我就给你个例子。
You know how that seventh day is always different than all the other days?
你们知道说这个第七日跟别的
It's set apart, it belongs to me.
都不太一样吗？是专门分别出来为我的。神对以色列
人说 I have done the same thing to you.With you as I did with that day.
就像我把第七日作为圣日，把它分别出来，我同样对你们做，你们这个民族做同样的事情。
I have set you apart.
我把你们分别出来。
You belong to me.
你们属于我。
That's what it means in the Old Testament when it talks about being holy.
所以在这里谈到圣洁的时候，这个就是那个意思。
I have a whole bunch of examples.
我还有好多例子。
Exodus 3.
比如说在出埃及记第三章
God says to Moses
神对摩西说
Take off your shoes
把你的鞋
脱下来 The ground you're on is holy ground
因为你所站之地是圣地
Why was it holy?
为什么那个地是圣地呢 因为那个是神所祝福的他在那里见到神
I think that the day before that
我觉得在摩西见到神之前那天
That Moses may have walked right across that land
摩西可能就从那边经过
And nothing happened
什么事情也没有发生
His sheep may have chewed some leaves off of that bush And nothing happened
他的羊可能还吃那个燃烧了荆棘上的叶子也什么都没发生
In other words
换句话说
On Tuesday it wasn't holy
在星期二
But on Wednesday it was
那个地还不是圣地不是圣地到了星期三就是圣地了
Why?
为什么
Because God says
因为神那时候星期三就后来就说了
This is mine
这块地是分别出来是归我的
Exodus again
然后再看埃及出埃及
Says there are clothes that the priest wore
就是有些衣服圣衣就是衣服就是祭司所穿的衣服
They are holy
他们是圣衣
They are set apart
因为他们是被分别出来的。
They follow a certain formula, a certain pattern.
他们有一个特别的，就是制作这个衣料的一种，还有一个模式来做这个衣服。
I was teaching class on Leviticus.
我有时候有一次教这个利未记。
And Leviticus has all of these laws. Eat this.
然后利未记有很多的这个律例，就是说做这个做那个。不能做这个，不能做那个。
Don't wear this combination of cloth.
不能穿两样的质地做的衣服。
And what's the first question any group of students has when you start to go through that?
你知道，如果学生是第一次学这个利未记，他们的问题是什么
？One word.
一句话，就一个词。
Why?
为什么
？Why all these rules?
为什么有这么多这个律例呢？
And I was trying to answer this.
我就想要回答这个。
And there's all kinds of theories about why this, and this.
那当然有很多就是不同的解释，说为什么要有这种规定、那种规定。
None of which were very convincing to me.
但是所有的这一切对我都不是很有说服力。
You tried to come up with to convince.
And then,
接着
I pulled up an old Jewish commentary.
然后我就找到了一本就是很古老的。这个犹太人的这个解经书
And here was one of the rabbis' explanation for the entire chapter 19 of Leviticus.
这又是一个拉比他对整个利未记十九章的解释。
We don't do these things because God said so.
我们之所以不做这些事情是因为神这样说了。
I thought, that simplifies it.
我觉得这个让事情很简单对吧
that was enough.
那就足够了。
God said,
因为神说了
Don't wear this combination of clothing.
不要穿两样的两样料子做的衣服。
Why?
为什么
God said so.
因为神说了。
Don't eat this.
不要吃这个。
Why?
为什么
God said so.
因为神说了。
Now, there's a lot more you can say about that, Jack.
当然你可以对利未记十九章有很多更多。
But I decided that this rabbi had a pretty good point.
但是我觉得这个拉比有一个很好的观点。
Why was this land?
为什么这块地是圣地呢
？God said so.
因为神说了。
And here is why that is very nice for Israel and for us.
所以呢，这个为什么就是这个对以色列人对我们都很好
？Because in Deuteronomy, God says something wonderful to Israel.
因为在申命记，神对以色列人说了一些很好的、非常好的应许。
As people. we tend to be a bit proud.
因为人呢，这个天生我们都会比较容易骄傲。
Like to think that we deserve the good that comes to us.
我们都会想要觉得说，我们是配得，我们得到这些好处是因为我们自己配得，我们值得。
Right?
是不是
？Not you, but the person sat next to me.
不是我旁边那个人，而是我配得，我值得。
And so,
所以呢
，God says to Moses, "Tell the people this."
所以神对摩西说，你告诉百姓这样。
I did not choose you because you were.Wiser than the people around you, that you were stronger than the people around you.
不是因为你比周围的民族更聪明或者更强壮。
I didn't choose you because there were more of you than of them.
也不是因为你人数众多。
In fact, he said,
实际上
you were just the weakest.
你是那个最人丁稀少那个最弱的一群。
But I set you apart and chose you.
但是我把你分别出来选择你。
We're back to this.
然后就。回到刚才这个
God chose them.
是神选择拣选了他们神把那块地给他们分别出来
He set certain clothing apart, certain foods apart,
神给他们
certain day apart.
神把他们说就是不同的节期不同的 衣着不同的食物
And he set Israel apart.
然后神也把以色列民族给分别出来
We come to the New Testament.
然后我们到了新约
Ephesians
我们以弗所书第二章
Paul is writing.
然后保罗对这是保罗的书信
Look at who you were.
他就说看看你过去是怎么样的
You were dead in your sins.
你们过去死在过犯罪
恶当中 You were controlled by sinful passions.
你们也是就是随从肉体的私欲
You were a slave to sin.
也是那个罪的奴仆 但是
You were very disciplined.
你们非常的自律
And you picked yourself up and you said I'm going to do better.
然后你把自己就是鼓足力量自己站起来说我做我要做得更好然后神对真的这个很打动神呐、
啊、
然后神说好吧我就用你们做我的孩子、
right?
哦、我是这样写的吗
wrong
错的
he said there was nothing that God saw in you
在你们里边神没看到任何好的一点好的都没看到
I once was in church and this lady stood up
然后有一次我在教会里有这么讲，一个女士就站起来。
And she said, "I was living a terrible, sinful life."
她说我过去过一个很有罪的生活。
But God saw something in me.
但是神看到我里边。
No, he didn't.
他没不是这么说的。
But Paul says in Ephesians.
但是保罗在以弗所书上说。在我们里边什么都没有什么好的都没有
But God who is rich in mercy
但是神既有丰富的怜悯
For his great love by which he loved us
因他爱我们的大爱
When we were dead in sin
当我们死在过犯中的时候
Hath made us alive
便叫我们与基督一同活过来
And raised us up together with Christ
所以呢又叫我们与基督耶稣一同坐在天上
And set us This is amazing.
一同复活，甚至呢，
right、
让我们就是坐在神的右边。
Why did he do it?
为什么神要这样做呢？
Out of love.
是出于他的爱。
He chose, he loved us.
他选择了我们。
All of this,
所有这一切，
Israel,
神对以色列人说。
Gives us this wonderful promise.
就给我们这个很棒的这个应许。
We don't earn anything.
我们没有说赢得或者赚得了任何事情。
Because if we did, we'd be in trouble.
如果是我们自己赚的，那我们就有麻烦了。
But he does it out of love.
但是神做这一切都是出于爱。
Clothes, offering, there's even a shekel that was used in the temple that is different, a coin that's different than all the others. It's set aside for God.
在圣殿里献祭，甚至有一个不同的一个就是一个献祭的硬币，它是专门是分别出来归神的。
The furniture.
哦，但是不是是那个
tabernacle was holy.
在圣殿里边，不管是衣服啊，还是有些
all of life was divided.
所以它所有的生活的这个方方面面都是分别出来的。
The temple, the tabernacle, and then the temple.
不管过去是会幕，后边是圣殿。
Was holy.
是圣洁的。
But again, why was it holy?
为什么他们是圣洁呢？圣殿和这个会幕。
Lord was there.
Yeah. 是因为呢？
God was there.
因为神在那里被分
别出来。It was set apart to him.
因为是属于神分别出来的。
Ezekiel 10.
在以西结书第十章。
Judah has fallen into sin.
犹大犯罪，若陷入罪中。
Rebelled against God.
就是悖逆神。
But she thinks I'm okay.
但犹大觉得说我没关系，我没事儿。
I still have the temple.
我还有圣殿呢。
In fact, let me jump before Ezekiel 10.
在我回到以西结第十章之前。
Jeremiah 7.
在耶利米第七章。
Babylon is attacking.
这个你知道那时候巴比伦打过来了。然后那个耶路撒冷城已经被围攻了。
Stand in front of the temple.
这耶路撒冷城内的人站在圣殿前。
And they say we're safe.
说我们是安全的。
Because this is God's temple and He will protect it.
因为这是神的圣殿，神肯定会保护这个圣殿。
Jeremiah 7, the prophet says, "Don't say the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord."
那个耶利米就对百姓说，不要去说这个耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿。
You've sinned.
你们犯罪了。
You've broken God's law. You've rebelled against Him, and so you are no longer set apart.
你们现犯罪，你们违背神的律法，所以现在你们不再被分别出来了。
And when the temple
当这个圣殿
no longer has God.
当圣殿不再有神同在的时候
it's just a big building.
那就是一个建筑物。
No different than it, between it and a barn.
这跟一个建筑物也没什么区别。
Jeremiah 7, Ezekiel 10.
耶利米第七章，以西结第十章。
Ezekiel sees a vision.
那以西结就看到一个异象。
Israel is breaking God's law. They're worshiping idols.
那个犹大呢，就违背神的律法，敬拜假神。
And he sees a vision of God's glory raising up.
以西结就看到异象中耶和华的荣耀就升起来。
And leaving the temple.
然后就离开了圣殿。
And now the temple is nothing.
现在呢，这个圣殿就什么都不是了。
And I should have looked this up to date, but it's around 70 or so BC.
大概是公元前七十年左右。
Jerusalem is attacked by a Roman army.
在公元前七十年，耶路撒冷呢就被一个军队来攻打。
Pompey,
就是那个是在耶路撒冷，那时候是那个庞贝将军，他那时候在公元前，他就来攻打以色列，然后他到了耶路撒冷。
And he has heard about the Jewish God, Israel's God.
他是听说过这个犹大，就是以色列的神。
And he has heard that in the temple.
然后他就是听说在那个圣殿里边。
There is a thick curtain.
他那有一个很重的一个帘子。
That divides the holy place.
他就是分开这个圣所跟至圣所。
And their God lives there.
然后神就住在那个至圣所里。
And he wants to see their God.
他想要去看他们的神。
And so he comes into the temple.
所以他就到了圣殿。
He walks into the holy place.
就到了那个圣所。
Now at that point, what should happen?
你知道在那点上应该发生什么了？他应该死了。
He should die.
他应该已经死了。
God's power should strike him dead.
然后神的大能应该就称把他击杀他，但是发生什么了呢
？Nothing happens.
什么都没发生。
And nothing is there.
因为那什么都没有。
Remember when the Babylonians attacked, they took away the furnishings of the temple.
你知道当那个巴比伦人攻击以色列的时候，犹大的时候，他们就把那个圣殿里的物件都搬走了。
And except for the Indiana Jones movie, nobody knows where they are.
除了这个电影《印第安纳琼斯》，没有人知道这个约柜在哪里。
And he writes a letter.
然后呢，他就进到至圣所，他什么都是空的，所以他又写了一封信。他说，在这个信里他说
，The Jews are atheists.
他说这个犹太人呢是无神论者。
They have.No God.
因为他们没有神。
They worship a God who isn't there.
他们敬拜的神就不在那儿。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
我想你看到的是。
Why was this Roman general able to walk into the most holy place without any consequences?
为什么这个罗马的将军可以进到至圣所里，却什么都没有任何后果，没有任何事情发生
了？
因为神的荣耀已经离开那个地方了。这就是以西结第十章， 是神的荣耀离开了，神就不再在那，不在那个地方了。
To be set apart to God, to be holy,
就是成为圣洁，就是分别出来归属于神。
Means to belong to Him.
就意味着你要属于神。
To be separated, set apart.
就是被分别出来归于他。
Now I've looked entirely at inwardly.
然后我们现在看到的都是内在的，我们内心。
Quickly, let me move to one more thing before I leave this.
在我们离开之前，我还要讲一点。
And I don't think I'll get finished with this today, but we'll finish it next week.
我们下次课把这课讲完。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里。
And we're later we'll see this happens in the New Testament.
我们之后也会看到在新约里一样
的发生。When you are separated to God.
当你被分别出来归属于神的时候。
What happens in relation to your in your relationship to sin?
那你跟罪的关系又是怎么样呢？当你分别出来归于神。
You are separated from sin.
你就是从罪里被分离出来了，你就跟罪脱离了，就是跟罪分开了。
You cannot, in other words,
就是换句话说
be set apart to God.
你不可能就是说一方面是分别出来归神
and set apart to sin at the same time.
又在同时又分别出来归属于罪。这两个是不可能同时的。
James will say this in the New Testament.
那雅各在新约里就会这么说。
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity, enemy, an enemy makes you an enemy with of God?
你们不知道就是与世界为，就是与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌吗？
Whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
So we're back to this idea of perfect.
所以我们再回到这个完全，这个完全的意思。
Those who were not perfect.
You mean Israelites?
Yeah.
就是以色列人，他们是不完全，也是不完全。
Solomon, did he want to be a friend of God?
所罗门他想不想成为神的朋友呢？
Yeah. He wanted to go to the temple.
他想要去圣殿去敬拜神。
But did he also want to be a friend of the other gods?
他是不是也想做别的神的朋友呢？
His problem was not that he abandoned completely Yahweh.
他的问题不在于他完全的离弃了神。
But he tried to hold on to both.
他的问题是两样他都要抓。
And it's impossible.
但是那是不可能的。
You can't do it.
你做不没法这样做。
I probably told you I had a student once who came to me and he said, Dr. McWayne, I have a problem.
我可能告诉过你们，有个学生到我跟前说，麦博士啊，我有个问题。
I said, what's your problem?
我说你的问题是什么？
He said, you know, I have a girlfriend.
他说你知道我有个女朋友，我很喜欢这个女朋友，很爱这个女朋友。
Yeah.
我说好。
What's your problem?
那你的问题是什么？
He said, I think I've also fallen in love with another girl.
我说我也爱上了另外一个女孩子。
And I said, yes, you have a problem.
我说是，你是有毛病，有问题。
You have a big problem and you're probably going to die.
你可能有很大的问题，你可能要死，你这个。
You can't do that.
你老是要做，对不对？
And you can't do it spiritually.
属灵上你也不可能这样做。
You can't walk down the aisle to get married.
你不可能说走下这个结婚的时候走向这个走下这个
道。And say to your bride.
你就是婚姻走到这个讲的基本上，对你的新婚妻子说，我完全的就是。
But I did bring along some girlfriends.
我完全的委身于你，但同时呢，我又带了一堆女朋友。
Not gonna go well for you.
No.
那你觉得这样子行得通吗？肯定不行的。
And I cannot come to God.
我也不可能到神面前说。
And say.
然后说。
God, I'm committed to you.
神啊，我真的是委身于你。
But I brought along some sins that I really like.
但是我也同时带着一些我真的特别喜欢的罪。
You understand?
了解吗
？To be separated to God.
就是被分别出来归于神。
Means that I allow Him control in my life.
我就意味着让他来掌管我的生活。
And when He says, "I don't like this that you are doing."
然后当神说我不喜欢你所做的这样的时候。
I don't like this attitude that you have.
我不喜欢你所有的这个态度的时候。
I don't like these words that you've used in this conversation.
我不喜欢你在这个在谈话中间你所用的这些词你是如何来说话的。
My heart responds like David.
我的心应该像大卫那样反应。
God,
说神呐、啊、
，If you don't like it，
如果你不喜欢
，I'll walk away，
那我就远离这个。
Because I want to belong to you，
因为我想要属于你。
Now， the wonderful thing about that is this，
但是这个很棒的事情就是
，It greatly simplifies the Christian life，
这是让我们的基督徒的生活简单了很多。
Because it means there's just one boss，
因为呢，就意味着只有一位老板。
Pleasing him is what matters.
就是讨他喜悦就是唯一重要最重要的。
It doesn't mean it's always easy.
并不意味着这总是容易。
Sometimes it's going to be really tough.
有的时候是很难的。
So it's not easy.
不容易。
But it's simple.
但是却是简单。
Because there's only one boss. It may be hard to do, but I know what to do.
因为可能很难，但是呢，我也许做这个不容易，但是我知道要做什么。
Otherwise, I am constantly torn.
不然的话，你就被各种各样的东西拉扯。
Yes, I want to please him.
就说哎呀，我也想讨神喜悦。
I also want to do this.
但是我也想做这个。
Be holy.
要成为圣洁。
To be perfect.
成为完全。
Just for one thing.
就是意味着就一件事。
To say God.
神呐。
You're the boss.
你是老板。
And pleasing you is what's number one for me.
讨你喜悦是对我最重要的。
Israel failed to live that way.
以色列人就没有达到，没有这样生活，这方面失败了。
And they struggled.
然后他们就不断的挣扎。
Many Christians failed to live that way.
很多基督徒也没有这样生活。
And we struggled.
然后我们就很挣扎。
But God's goal for us.
但是神对我们的目标，对我们的心意就是。
Is that increasingly day by day.
就是每一天越来越。
This is the direction we are moving.
就是我们越来越接近那个目标。
That more and more his desire becomes primary in our life.
就是越来越就是说神的这个目标就成为我们的目标。
And that guides our daily decisions.
那个就引导了我们每天的生活，我们每天的决定。
Okay, we'll finish this up next week.
所以下星期我们把这一课讲完，那我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you that you love us enough.
亲爱的主，谢谢你如此的爱我们。
That though we deserve nothing from you.
虽然我们不配得从你那里得任到任何东西。
You love us.
你还是爱我们。
You pulled our hearts to you.
你把我们的心吸引到你面前。
You forgave us. You made us your children.
你爱我们，像爱孩子那样爱我们，你饶恕我们。
Give us hearts that want to please you more than anything else.
给我们一颗愿意讨你喜悦胜过任何的一个这样一颗心。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
阿门。